Welcome back to Racing Pulse Tasmania. It's been a very busy time for everyone who is trying to keep the racing industry afloat and continuing, especially the local CEOs. And it is great that Paul Erickson's been able to give us his time to give all the industry participants an update as to what the state of play is currently in Tasmania across all three codes. Paul, thank you for taking the time to have a chat to us today on Racing Pulse Tasmania. How are you going?
Well, Michael, and yeah, it's a challenging time, but we're facing it very well, I think.
Absolutely. How are all three codes dealing with the coronavirus situation, and how have things changed since Tassie really led the way going into the border lockdown?
Well, let's talk about the three codes. All three codes have responded very, very well. It's one thing that I've learnt since I've been in the seat. The racing industry in Tasmania is resilient, they're passionate, and they're diligent at doing what they need to do. So we've had a lot of communication out to the industry. We've provided a lot of advice in line with the Chief Medical Officer and the Department of Health. And the industry is you know, doing exactly what they need to do to keep going. So, yeah, we're very happy. The codes are great. I'm very thankful for the support that we've received to keep running. In terms of Tasmania leading the way with closing the borders, I think that was an exceptionally courageous move by the government, by the Premier, and did lead the way. And I think that's part of what is going to stand us in good stead is that, you know, there's a zero tolerance. These are the rules. This is what we're doing. We are going to enforce it. We're going to look after the population of Tasmania.
Paul, we've seen what's happened in all other sports. AFL, now NRL, this morning A-League. There's been the postponement of the Olympics and racing is pretty much the only sport which is still continuing. Now, the timeline on that, no one knows how long that will be. There is an important National Cabinet meeting tonight, which may well be part of the process in deciding how long racing can continue. From Tasmania's point of view, there's probably an argument to be made that if there was a state that would continue racing on its own, it could be Tasmania because it is fully enclosed and it's a smaller racing, I suppose, jurisdiction than what other racing industries and states are. Is that a conversation you've been having?
Well, let me answer the first part of that, Michael. We're an industry. We're very different to AFL, NRL and soccer. We don't have that level of physical contact. You know, you don't get tackles, you don't get hits. There's not that person-to-person contact. So we have the opportunity to put strong biosecurity measures in, and we've got a history. Racing has a history of doing that. So if you think back to equine influenza, New South Wales and the other states acted strongly and effectively and clamped it down, and we reduced and slowed the spread of that. So we've got an industry, and it is an industry, which is capable and aware of the importance of biosecurity processes and procedures. We will, of course, abide by and seek the advice of the Chief Medical Officer and Department of Health and other knowledgeable people and seek their guidance and understanding to know what is appropriate and necessary to keep people safe. Is it a discussion that we've had? It's certainly a discussion that I've had with my minister and with the other jurisdictions. But all jurisdictions in Australia are taking appropriate measures to continue to race and to continue to keep the participants and the public safe as best they know at this point in time. And you've got to remember, whilst jurisdictions have shut down overseas, other jurisdictions, Hong Kong's a notable example, that's continued to race. So it's all a matter of what is happening in the general public. UK shut down and they've pretty much shut their country down. Same same as New Zealand. They've shut down everything with going to level four. So it's about being appropriate and being cognizant of what else is going on, and staying in line with that and staying on best practice.
Mm. In Tasmania, what has been the rates of infection? Has that been a lot slower to other states with these protocols that the government has put in place as well?
I'm probably not the best person to ask that question to. I believe we have, my understanding is that the rates are not as high as in other states, but I haven't been looking at those specific numbers. I've been focused on what we need to do in racing. For me, that's critical, that's important, making sure that everybody understands what their roles are and what's expected of them. So I've been focused down there, and the Chief Medical Officer and the Department of Health and the Premier have been focused on what is happening in that wider society with infection rates. So I won't comment on that.
Have you seen a good buy-in from the industry participants and how they are dealing with the current situation? Because if there is a positive, it would be very difficult to see the industry continuing. Everyone is taking it seriously and adhering to the protocols in place?
Yes. I'm not aware of any... anyone who is not adhering to it. We've had a number of challenges on certain individuals, but they've complied with what they have been told at that point in time. So as things have changed, then the response and the actions have changed. So I'm very comfortable. The industry has bought in. The industry has been very supportive of what needs to happen. As you might know, we closed access to all racing venues and race meetings to the public and to owners a couple of weeks ago. This has been supported. We've had no issues. We've got security at all the race meetings. Only licensed participants, only essential people can get in. And we provide information and oversee what is happening. We're looking at further changes. So we know that temperature testing was put onto the mainland, employed at Racing Victoria and in New South Wales and some of the other states. We are looking to do that, dependent on getting equipment. But we've got to say that the equipment that is used first up has a margin of error. So there is a two-part test in that. So we'll do some basic initial checking when participants come in the gate. And then if there's any doubt, then we'll be referring them to the Medical Edge, who are our emergency providers on course, for a better check.
How's the industry handling the lockdown in the fact that jockeys can't come to Tasmania or leave? We saw Adam Trinder wasn't able to watch Mystic Journey, who had a cracking return in the William Reid last Friday night. Is it still able to be run as well as possible with that lockdown in place?
I think we'll have some restrictions in thoroughbreds. With greyhounds and harness, it should be fine, but We have to manage, obviously manage, because we only have a small pool of jockeys and apprentice jockeys to draw on. So, yeah, there certainly will be some challenges, which we are working through. Do we have all the answers? Not at this stage. We will have to manage that as we go along, so that we, you know, don't overtax the jockeys. We've raised minimum weights by a kilo, and we'll probably look at how that goes as this crisis continues, whether we need to raise them again. But we're working with the other states and nationally to stay in line and be just as good as, not just as good, but just as, regulated as the other states with our response. So I'm pretty happy with where we are and how the industry's going at this point in time.
Paul, everyone is hoping for the best, but maybe preparing for the worst, and that is a possible shutdown for a period of time. How is TAS Racing in all three codes prepared for that, and what implications that could bring with it?
Well, we would see that as fairly drastic. Racing is a, you know, either directly or indirectly employs over 5,000 people, so it's not a small industry in Tasmania. It's got over $100 million in economic benefits, so a shutdown would be challenging for a wide range of people and the state. Is it a scenario that TAS Racing is looking at? Yes. Do we think it will happen? Certainly not at this stage, as long as we continue to keep our biosecurity processes and protocols up. But you never know. It's a fluid situation. Things are changing daily. We have to be prepared. So we're looking at a number of contingency plans for what we have to do, and the industry is providing some assistance in doing that. But I mean, at this stage, our view is that if we abide by the biosecurity requirements, if we have common sense and exhibit good responsibility, then we don't see any reason why we can't continue to race.
Well, everyone has their fingers crossed as well that is the case, Paul, because we've never seen these times. Do you think it will have a knock-on lasting effect? I don't think there's any individual in the world that won't be affected by this in some way. We see so many people, unfortunately, already losing their jobs. The financial impact, it's almost immeasurable at this point in time. Is it inevitable that Tasmania, as no doubt in other states and other sporting codes, will have a financial hit that they will need to try and maybe recalibrate things once we get through this?
Michael, I think there's no doubt of that. I think the world as we've known it for the last 30-odd years has changed dramatically. You know, we've really had 30 years of growth. When was the last major challenge? In the 70s. We had the global financial crisis, yes, but in the scheme of things, that wasn't an end-of-world thing. This has changed the way we interact with people. It's changed how we provide services. So I think this is going to be this is going to have a significant impact that's going to take some time to overcome. So, you know, the world has changed. We need to deal with it. We need to be flexible, and we need to operate within the new bounds. It will take time to recover. I don't think there's any doubt about that. What that timeline will be, I don't have the skill or the knowledge. I think it'll be a challenge, though.
Paul, appreciate your time once again, and no doubt all the industry participants are very grateful of getting an update from yourself. We wish you all the best. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll continue to get updates as the world continues to change so rapidly.
Thanks, Michael.
Paul Erickson, the CEO of TAS Racing.